This is the Florida Spectacular Podcast with your hosts, Kathy Silustri and Rick Kilby. Keep up with Kathy at greatfloridaroadtrip.com and on Twitter and Instagram at Kathy Silustri. Find Rick on Twitter at OldFLA and visit his website, rickkilby.com. Now, discover a Florida you never knew existed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Florida Spectacular. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm glad to be back. I missed the last couple of weeks, and it felt weird.
It's been very weird not having you. I feel lonely when you're not here. The room goes dark. I don't know who I am anymore. Anyway, thank you for being back. And I was out in your neck of the woods this weekend.
I saw some posts on social media. It looked like you were having a good time in West Orange County. And it's one of my favorite parts of this area. It's kind of on the ridge, and there's parts of it. Right now, they're doing a lot of construction on the turnpike, and you can see where they're cutting into the ridge, how kind of reddish-orange the dirt is, because I guess the iron in it. And I hate all the construction, but it's fun to see the geology.
It's a fascinating thing to think, you know, when we say hills, yeah. You know, the ridge, when we're the other people are like, that is a speed bump, but it was great. We explored, we did the West Orange bike trail. That's what I want to talk about today, but we also did a little exploring in Kissimmee. One of the things I'm working on is a piece on why you would go to Kissimmee if you were not staying with the intention of going to a theme park. So that's probably a whole other podcast. But we did on one day, we were very nice. It's called Bikes and Blades. It's at Killarney Station, West Orange Bike Trail. And they let us use two bikes. And we did a really nice, really easy bike ride. It was maybe 35 minutes from West Orange, from Killarney Station over to Winter Garden. It was nothing. And I mean, some of the stuff along the way, you would not see unless you were on a bike or on that trail. I guess it's technically a multi-use trail. Most of what we saw were bikes.
Yeah, there was a time when rollerblading was big. There were a lot of skaters there, but I don't know if that's still a thing anymore. But it is a wonderful thing. And, you know, the fact that Winter Garden has that wonderful little downtown is largely because the conversion of, you know, the old railroad tracks to the bike trail. And it's a huge success story because it's just it opened that town up, and that place has evolved to a great little destination.
It's so in a minute, we'll talk about something that's happened here that's almost exactly the same story. Okay. In my home area, but it really, you know, I lived in Orlando for a time. I lived in Orlando, Winter Park, and Kissimmee, and it would not have been on my radar to go to Winter Garden for anything. But we rode, and there's places along that we really want to talk about. But once we got to Winter Garden, we rode almost all the way up to, what is that, 441? Whatever it is.
I guess. I mean, you could take it all the way to Apopka.
Yeah, no, we rode up to Winter Garden, and then they were closing at 5. So we wanted to have a nice leisurely lunch and ride back and enjoy some of the things we saw along the trail. But we went to not the Railroad Museum, but the Winter Garden Museum. They have a really nice archive room. They didn't let us really go into the archive room, but the woman working showed us the archive room. I mean, they're doing it right. They have some nice stuff. Your book was prominently on display, which made me wonder, did you do exhibits for them or just?
No, I did a talk there.
That's why.
In the fall. And it was one of those things where, you know, if you had not been the speaker, you wouldn't go out that night because the weather was so bad. So it wasn't largely attended. So I think they were supporting me to buy a bunch of books.
Well, it's prominently displayed. So
Yay. That's
nice. Yay. So we went there, and they have in the middle of Winter Garden, they have in the middle of their downtown, they have this wonderful, it's a fountain, and they have a trellis, and they've used, I think, I forget what the plan is they used. I looked it up, and it's formed like a shady cover with the plant. I mean, and it's this beautiful sitting area. People were just sitting there. There was a fountain that had tile, and I thought it was really cool because they had used the tile when they tiled the fountain to create old orange crate labels.
Yeah, that's the history there. It's citrus country. And
oh, yeah.
There's still citrus money there. You know, the Ropers are one of the big families. And actually, I think descendants of the Ropers were at my talk. Somebody who was a kind of past citrus loyalty came to my talk there. And the connections still run deep in that part of Central Florida, which is interesting because there are so little citrus in Orange County these days. But in West Orange County, that's where you're going to find it. There's another building. I think it's right on the trail that used to be a citrus packing plant that's being reused right now. Did you go by that?
We went from Killarney Station to Winter Garden. So if it was in the Oakland area,
yeah,
there was, we did see some old, I mean, you can tell it used to be a railroad. That's what I love about riding the rails to trails in Florida is you can absolutely tell what used to be a railroad. And there were a lot of places you're like, oh, that might've been a depot. And that, it's just, really cool.
And it's a really good connection to Gulfport too.
How so?
It's the same railroad that Peter Demons and South Florida Railroad. That's the railroad line.
Oh, see, you said Gulfport, and that is a very sore spot in Gulfport.
Oh, is
because
it?
Gulfport proper was actually supposed to get the railroad, and it was supposed to run down to Boca Ciega Bay, and Peter Demons actually got it to go. They took it to St. Pete instead. Now, it's all of 10 minutes away. Old timers in Gulfport are so bitter about this, you would have thought they were alive and had money invested in the rail line. So, but yes,
isn't that why the town exists? Wasn't it Distant City or something? Or
so if we want to get into that, it was the town exists because the founders were blockade runners in Key West. And as the war was drawing to a close, they realized shit was going to go down and it was not going to be good for them if they were still in Union held Key West. And they basically got the hell out of Dodge and landed kind of a straight shot up to Gulfport.
Hmm.
Later, yes, it was called Distant City. It's had like four or five names. We had a musical a local wrote that the community theater did, I guess, about 15 years ago. And there was a whole song in it about how they were going to get the railroad but didn't.
Oh
yeah, no, people are bitter.
Oh. Like,
people who were not alive when the Twin Towers fell are bitter about this. It's one of these things where you don't think you're in the South until you see people reliving these things like, you know, like it was yesterday. But anyway.
But, you know, the fact that you didn't get it is perhaps the reason why the town is so charming, that had you had the railroad, you could be St. Pete and St. Pete could be Gulfport.
See, and that's when Gulfport incorporated it was then called the St. Petersburg Times. I can't remember if it was Straub or Pointer. I have a copy of it in my office at the newspaper. Wrote a whole editorial about, and it was this horrible, ugly cartoon of a woman they had clearly drawn to make it look like she was an ugly woman. She was taking Gulfport was going to incorporate and take over St. Pete, and she was just grabbing all this land. And it's adorable now. It really is to think that that's how it went down, that was such a fear. But as
I have taken you on this huge digression.
You have taken me. We have kind of gone, as one would say, off the rails to trails. But yes, I am glad Gulfport did not get a railroad. I like visiting St. Pete and I like going home to my quiet little sleepy town. But, you know, when I wrote Backroads, people would ask me, well, now that you've been all over Florida, where would you live if you could live anywhere? And the answer was very definitely Gulfport. I am in the right place for me. But this weekend in Winter Garden, you know, this is not the first time I've been out to Winter Garden in the past 2 years. And I looked at various, you know, if we had to move inland, we could live here. He goes, yeah, I think we could. He goes, it's just missing water. And of course, my thought is, well, maybe not for long, you know?
Well, there is Lake Apopka that at one point was one of the largest lakes in Florida, like the second or third. They kept filling it in with muckland for agriculture, and I think it shrunk.
Lake Apopka is not really a testament.
No, you don't. It's not a hangout. There's a spring there.
Why don't you tell me to go swim in the Fen Holloway while you're at it, man? Come on.
Well, they're working hard to clean the water quality, and they've had great success. And the north side is, you know, they have cleaned a lot of that up. They get a ton of migrating birds. But for a while there, and Craig Pittman loves to talk about this, that alligators were born sometimes hatch with both genders because of all the weird stuff in the water.
Hey, man, love is love.
So there's a spring there that I've been dying to find and explore. I think it's called Bug Spring. Is it Bug Spring? No, Gordneck Spring. It's in the southwest corner of Lake Apopka. And I'm a little leery of all the giant alligators. There are big alligators in Lake Apopka.
You should be leery of giant alligators. I had a paddle 2 weeks ago, and this is a different podcast, but I was up on the Wasissa and the Osceola Rivers, and the Wasissa is mostly clear, but these gators were going back and forth in front of me the whole way down this paddle. I was on the river for 5 hours, and I just kept watching them. It was like they were crossing the street, and it reminded me of that old video game, Frogger. I mean, I didn't see any alongside. They were all crossing, and all I kept thinking is, you know, for everyone you see, there's plenty that you don't.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I have a healthy respect for gators, as one should. They're adorable, but from a distance.
So anyway. Did you see any when you were on the West Orange bike trail?
Yes.
You did. You saw alligators from the trail.
No. No, I meant yes, continue it. No, we didn't see any gators. We saw, we went through, let's see. Well, first we rode out straight out to get lunch because we were hungry. And we, of course, went to Plant Street Market, which I can assume is named for Henry Plant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you will appreciate this. Hunger Street Tacos in there had a black bean vegan taco that was amazing.
Mm.
Just delicious. It was a special. And they do have other vegan and plant-based choices there, but they were out of mushrooms, so I had to get the special because it just sounded delicious. And I am looking at a picture of it that I took. I want to go back and get more right now. So we rode out, rode through the downtown, went to the museum, really enjoyed it, started riding back, and then, you know, there's a butterfly garden. There's a pollinator garden along the trail now. And I'm not 100% sure that they were all native plants, but I don't think any, I know none of them were invasive, but it was a really nice interpretive garden that I'm sure the people who live in that neighborhood know about it. But what I thought was so interesting, Rick, riding back, you know, you're seeing old, they're warehouses now. I assume some of them are older depots. You see houses, definitely a lot of chances to get off and explore. You know, the butterfly garden, there's another path that goes around a lake, has a lot of cypress around it. It looked very much like one of those old Florida paintings with the cypress knees near the water and the sweeping needles of the cypress coming down. It was really pretty. But what I thought was interesting is they have some newer houses that have gone in. I don't think it's Oakland, but it's near there. And their front doors face the trail, which is not something you see a lot. Usually front doors face the street, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
I mean, they're new houses. They're built. I think they're like craftsman-esque. Let's put it that way. You know, the new, they're clearly brand new. I mean, we saw houses going in, but I thought it was so cool. It was, and there was a small walkway in front of the houses, like for, I don't even think a golf cart could fit, but clearly who's ever building this community, this is a desirable feature, much like waterfront houses are where I live. You know, this is a trail front house and your front porch faces the trail, which, you know, I think we've all accepted Florida's not getting any less populated. So at least we're starting to put some thought into things, which is nice.
Although I have heard there are great numbers leaving the state. I have heard that.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you.
No, that's okay. I kind of wanted to go Google it, but I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Well, what else did you see on the trail?
You know, not people. There were a lot of people out. It was a Saturday afternoon. I mean, we did not stop at the Oakland Nature Preserve.
That's a great place. Great boardwalk. It's wonderful.
We just, you know, the place closed at 5. We lingered too long, which is the whole point. We didn't go. There's a Buddhist temple farther along. If we had kept riding the trail farther past, I think it was 11 miles, which is not insurmountable by any means. But if we had not wanted to stop in Winter Garden for lunch, and if had we not wanted to stop and check out this and not wanted to stop and see that, we would have had time to do a lot more things like the nature preserve.
Yeah.
But also we were pedaling back and we were getting that that thing you get in Florida where the sky ahead of you is perfectly clear, but the sky behind you is black.
Yeah.
And we're like, maybe we should get the bikes back. and we barely made it as it were. Anyway.
Well, so you were saying there was another Rails to Trails success story near you that
yes.
was like West Orange?
Yes. In Pinellas County, we have the Pinellas Trail. And that started out in the 90s. And it was incredible because they took it actually now goes the entire length of Pinellas County. And it has spurs going out to many of the cities. So it goes from South Pinellas all the way up to Tarpon Springs. So, and it's called, now it's technically called the Pinellas, the Fred Marquis Pinellas Trail, because he was the county administrator when it happened. But it's all old Henry Plant rail line. And it goes from St. Pete to Tarpon Springs, and then it has connectors that'll go over to different cities. And it's the biggest success story I can think of is we have this city called Dunedin. And before the trail came through Dunedin, it was a bedroom community. It was suburbs. It was all that. Well, the trail comes through and all of a sudden Dunedin's downtown, which has always had some pretty cool stuff, but it becomes wildly accessible to people. And there are businesses that have sprung up in Dunedin simply because the trail goes through there, like restaurants that never would have made it 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And it's everybody wants to live in Dunedin now. And it is strictly, I think, because of the trail. So it's been this really interesting success story for Dunedin, and the trail itself is beautiful. I mean, it has we have a lot of roads in Pinellas County. I don't know if you've been here, but
yeah. And I've taken advantage of the stuff in Dunedin. There's a Mexican restaurant that I love.
Casatina.
I've been there a number of times. There's the, is it the Fenway or Fen Holloway? That's so old.
The Fenway.
Fenway that I've been to the bar. They have a rooftop bar. There's just a lot of cool stuff. And one of my favorite places on that trail is Ball Springs. It's a county park.
Yes.
That is in my book. And it's right, you know, because the train would take people there to take the waters. And it's, you know, it's a cool park. I haven't explored it much. I've just kind of walked around the spring a little bit, but I know that it got expanded and is a lot larger now.
Every time you say I take the waters, I drink. I'm going to be so, so, so caffeinated.
I work it into every show.
But yeah, Casatina is incredible. They have a mole sauce that will make you see Jesus. Like, it's incredible. They do some really great things with peppers there. If you drink, they make a very nice caipirinha, which is a Brazilian rum. So it's always good. You know, have a few rums, get back on your bike in the hot sun. That's always a great idea. Ben, yeah, they have a lot. And they have the trail. What's really cool, they did this a few years ago in a nod to its heritage. When you pass through each city on the trail, they have an artistic rendering of a railroad crossing with the city name above it. So
aww,
you know where you are. And we did it. Barry and I did it. We only had one dog. We only had the little dog, Calypso. And she rides mostly in a basket. She used to love to run alongside, but she's a dachshund. So, you know, she maybe could get 2 miles max and she was done. And we rode south to north. And then PSTA has a bikes to bus program where you can put your bikes on the bus. So we put our bikes on the bus and just took a nice air conditioned bus ride home. I mean,
that's cool.
It is, but most people actually do ride the trail up and back. We are not athletic bike riders. Like when we go for a bike ride, Barry has a beautiful fixie and he got me a new bike for Christmas that has speeds on it. And I have to always ask him, how do I use this again? But, you know, we wanted to be able to take them on trails too. They're not trail bikes, but we wanted to be able to take them a little off road. So we're not the people in the carbon, whatever you can lift with your fingertip you know, lightweight bikes and the stretchy shirts. We're like the people who have, you know, a basket for our stuff and maybe a dog in the basket. And, you know, we're more leisurely paddlers. So up and back would have been a lot for us, but it's certainly doable.
You said paddlers. I think you mean cyclists.
I meant peddlers. Sorry, cyclists. Oh, nope. I do a lot of kayaking. Sorry. Yeah. My head is in the water. But I mean, the Pinellas Trail, I like to think most people who like to ride bikes know about it, but maybe they don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some wonderful trails other than the West Orange Trail. You know, I could literally get on a bike and go to Anderson Street where they built this new trail. And that eventually, you know, it gets a little wonky. You have to kind of go through an old mall, but you can connect to the Katy Way Trail. You can take the Katy Way Trail all the way to Oviedo.
Wait, go back. You actually ride your bike through an abandoned mall?
No, it's through the parking lot. Sorry.
Damn it.
Parking lot. It would have been cool. It would have been better actually than going through the parking lot. There's a lot going on. Like they're building stuff in the parking lot now and it's just kind of a mess because the mall is, it's the Fashion Square Mall. It's completely dead except there's a movie theater there, but there's not much else. And so
Square Mall was mostly dead when I lived in Orlando.
I know
in the 90s.
It's worse. So there's a wonky part. It's a little bit difficult getting across Colonial, but once you get there, you can get at the start of the Katy Way Trail. You can take it. There's a big ramp or a bridge that goes over 436. You can take it all the way to Oviedo, and then you can connect with the Seminole County trails. And Seminole County has this wonderful trail that goes all the way to the St. Johns River. So hypothetically, you could cross on 1792 and then connect to the Volusia County trails. And then Volusia County has crazy trails. They have one that goes from coast to coast that goes right through Volusia County. They have one that goes from spring to spring that's not quite completed. They have Buku trails, and it's wonderful. So I could hypothetically get on a bike from my house and go to the beach if I were so inclined.
Yeah, I think the plan isn't the plan to connect it from the Gulf to the Atlantic with bike trails?
Yeah.
So there's two more bike trails I want to talk about. And I don't know, you're going to, of course, know all the things about them and I won't. And that'll be embarrassing. But Tallahassee, are you aware of how big cycling has gotten in Tallahassee?
No, but I could see it's hilly and you could go down to the Gulf. That would be cool.
I don't remember who gave this presentation, but I heard one. You're somebody from, maybe it was an article I read. They decided they wanted Tallahassee. Tallahassee decided it wanted to be a destination for cyclists. And so they put a lot of thought into how to make it easy and safe and fun, and that it would be a destination for people who like to cycle. And there's actually a website, we'll put it in the show notes, called Bike Tallahassee, that talks about it. But I mean, they have, I believe, hundreds of miles of bike trails in Tallahassee.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's right now they have city bike racks. They have funding available if you want a bike rack. If there's somewhere in the city that's public property, as I understand it, and you think it needs a bike rack, you can reach out to Bike Tallahassee. And if they have funding, they'll put one there. They've put some real thought into making Tallahassee a place for people to ride bikes. And yeah, it's hilly. It's nice. It's, they have the comfort stations, which is so funny. We used to do that for motorists. and they've ranked their roadways like high, medium, low, or very low comfort. So people can know, what they want to do. I mean, it's incredible. I am just really impressed with that. But I like Tallahassee too. I mean, I guess I like everywhere in Florida. I don't know if you could name a place where I'd be like, yeah, not for me.
I struggle with Tallahassee. I can't quite get, I probably need to find somebody who lives there to show me the cool stuff because I can't quite get the pulse of the town. You know, there's cool things I've been to. The Florida Museum of, the Florida History Museum is there and FSU is there, but I can't when I go to Gainesville, I can feel the Gainesville vibe. I've never felt the Tallahassee vibe. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you're a Gator at heart.
I know.
It's just, you know, I Tallahassee is not only a university town. Gainesville, while Gainesville existed, I mean, it's grown up around that college, right? UF is why Gainesville is the way Gainesville is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas Tallahassee has the Capitol, and then it has, I think, a far superior university. We can have that debate later. It's a whole thing, but it has all these other facets. So yeah, you can't, I mean, I feel like you can't swing a dead gator in Gainesville without hitting something that just screams Gainesville, where I think Tallahassee, it is also a little more antebellum. It is a little bit more Southern, if that's possible.
Yeah.
It's not simply a college town, but I mean, I've had some good experiences there. They do Word of the South up there every year, I believe. And that's always fun. I'll be up there in September during my book launch week, the Midtown Reader. They're going to have me there for an event. And I'm not sure if Diane Roberts will be there with me. I'm hoping she will be, but I can't promise that yet because I love her. So she's always a good source. And I have a friend who works for the Department of Education up there. And she can always tell me where people go eat, and she's taken me to a really good gumbo place. So they're there. Yeah, there's stuff there. And I mean, if you're a cyclist, you'll find it right along the path.
I will say Word of South, it's not, there's no the, it's Word of South. It's such a
really
odd name. Yeah, it is the coolest event, and I will always have a special place in my heart because it's the first, you know, my book came out right in the middle of the pandemic, and my first in-person event where we were all social distance and wearing masks was Word of South. And I was on a panel that one of the panelists didn't show up. So it was just me and one other guy, but we had so much fun. We went to concerts, and it's an amazing, amazing event of literature and music kind of mashed up together. And we almost went back this year. Well, we didn't, I got a little bit busy with author events, or we would have gone because they have a great lineup every year. So I hope you can do it next year for your book.
I hope I can do it too. I have been saying it wrong for 5 years now.
I know. It's an odd name. It doesn't roll off your tongue. You want to put the article, is the an article? I think it is.
It is, yes.
You want to put the article in there, Word of South. So it just makes no sense, but that's what it's called. And I know Craig Pittman, back to Craig again, he's getting a lot of shout outs today. He did an event with a musician, and sometimes they mix authors and musicians in the same event, which could be fun. You could totally pull that off.
Yeah, I've asked the press if they're going to put me forward to it, but I'm not sure if they will.
I mean, now I the think pressure's on.
Well, if only they knew that we were talking about them. You know,
can I
please
talk about a Gainesville trail?
Sure.
Since you got your Tallahassee trail, the Gainesville Hawthorne trail is actually a state trail. And again, it's an old rail line, and it goes by Boulware Spring, which is kind of where the city of Gainesville started. They had this big picnic there, and they decided to move the county seat closer to where the railroad was going to go. And that's why Gainesville is Gainesville. It all started at the spring. It goes close to the north rim of Payne's Prairie, and then it goes all the way out to Hawthorne. And it's another one of those wonderful success stories. I spend a lot of time going to the Matheson Museum, and when I do, I come in on Williston Road, and I go right where the trail crosses. And it's a well-used resource, and I've walked a little bit, but I've never cycled it, and it seems like would be a good one.
So, yes, even if it isn't Gainesville. I'm kidding. I love Gainesville. I love Gainesville. I really do. I have a demonstrated problem with Satchel's Pizza. So I have to keep going back to Gainesville just for the pizza. No, Gainesville's pretty cool. All right. Well, last one. And this one is not for wimps. The bike trail through the Florida Keys.
Oh.
Yes. It is called the Florida Keys Overseas Heritage Trail, I believe. And it's technically part of our state parks. It is basically Key Largo to Key West, and it is currently closed for half a mile of its thing, and that's no big deal because it's actually 90 linear miles of trail, and they're going to be adding, I believe, 16 more. So it's multi-use, but you go across the Flagler bridges, and you have some neat things to see. And what's very cool about it is if you're biking it, each of the state parks that have camping in the Keys, they actually reserve a small amount of their campsites for people who are either paddling in or biking in or, God help us all, running or walking the entire trail. So you're almost essentially guaranteed a campsite if you're a tent camper going through the trail. So, because you don't know how far you're going to get.
So do you have to share the trail with cars?
Yeah, in a lot of places. No, actually, you have to share them with, for the most part, it's just a multi-use trail. So no, it's like bikes and pedestrians. And I imagine maybe some low speed. I don't know if they let anything motorized. But there are some parts where you have to go into the road, but it's not a lot. I don't believe it's a lot of it at all. So the idea is, the goal is to have none of it be that way.
Yeah.
I have not done it. I'll be very clear with you. That's 100 miles is a lot for me. But it's got segments. It's got, you know, just like all the trails we're talking about today, some great maps that you can find online. You know what to expect. I would think that if you were from somewhere north, coming down here in January would be perfect to do this.
Yeah.
It's far too cold for me in January. But
you're cycling. I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of winds you get. But
you get a lot of winds in the Keys.
Yeah, yeah. So that might be tough. But it sounds amazing. The views must be spectacular.
Yeah, I mean the views in West Orange were pretty great too. I love the trees. I mean, I took one picture and the road was just this black ribbon in front of me, and there were trees framing it on three sides. It was beautiful.
Yeah, some of the trails, you know, that I've mentioned are very urban, and so the views aren't, you know, they have places that have wonderful views, cypress trees and water areas, but some of it is all residential, some of it is commercial. One of the things that I like about, I guess it's the Spring to Spring Trail, or the part that is east of Green Springs in Volusia County, is that you get to go near where there was a town called Garfield that was kind of started by formerly enslaved people who were emancipated, and they named it after President Garfield. And there's very little that remains of that town. And so there's a historic marker so you can learn about that stuff. And that's one of the things I like about riding your bike through historic areas, is the pace is good, where you see more and observe more, and you can stop and read interpretive markers and learn about the history and get off your bike if you want to take photos of, you know, historic buildings. And it's a great way to do that. And you can cover more ground than you can on your feet. And I think that's one of the most important things. The other thing that I remember from that trail is there's a lot of, I guess, does it make sense, old growth citrus, kind of citrus that has gone wild, you know, where there used to be groves there, but there's just outlier trees that are big and tall.
Trees gone wild makes me think of some kind of 1800s style spring break in Florida. You see the trees, you know, swinging their citrus around for the television cameras. I don't know. I might have had too much coffee.
But I love it when you know, it looks like a forest.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little shaft of light comes through and you see illuminated that beautiful golden apple, as Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings would have called it, you know, just hanging there amid the Spanish moss. Then what could be more Florida than that?
Nothing. Well, gators.
Gators. Yeah, a gator chasing something up the tree. Yeah, maybe it's an escaped monkey from Silver Springs or something.
Or maybe the gator eating an orange.
Yeah, I don't think they ate oranges.
You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
And on that note, If you are listening to this and you are a cyclist and there's any other trails you'd like us to find out about, talk about, share with us. Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at floridaspectacular.com. We always like to hear from listeners. What do you want to hear? What do you want to tell us about? And I don't have anything else on bike trails that we can fit into today's podcast, Rick. What about you?
There's a whole other area that I've only dipped my toe into, and that's mountain biking in Florida.
Oof.
Yeah. It's my. But I got to go on some great trails, but it kind of scared me too. So, but sometime maybe we can get somebody on to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being, I think it was the Econ.
Yeah. The Econ. That's one of the good ones.
And then in the Alafaya River, both of them, I've been paddling and I've seen people mountain biking and I've just thought, what the hell? I mean, miking, that's to me, look, if I go to Disney World, I'm happy to ride the Haunted Mansion. I maybe will do Big Thunder. I will not do Space Mountain. And mountain biking to me is right on the edge of Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain. It's just a little too thrill ridey for me. But what could be more Florida than a Disney analogy for nature?
Well, there are options. There's a good one near the old town of Santos in Marion County that is pretty intense. And that's kind of where my mountain bike career stopped. Fall off the bike a couple of times. And it's like, okay, this isn't for me.
It's really a young man's game.
Yeah.
Become aware of your mortality as you get older, like all the things you can break. All right. Well, I think that's it. Maybe we will find a mountain biking expert to come on and explain why we're being so silly to be scared of it. But, it was good to see you again, Rick.
It's good to be back.
All right. Well, don't let it happen again. I mean, the going away part, not the being back part. All right, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Florida Spectacular. Have a great week.